When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're now listening to the Jillian Michaels Show.
Are we good?
We're rolling.
We're up. All right. I got to say, I was wanting to, you know, find something awesome like I'm Too Famous and all of that, like that I would start out with. But the thing is, I have been too famous lately for bad things to happen to me. Ha ha! Autumn? Huh? Yes. Absolutely. Finally, the respect I deserve.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot going on, though, that I kind of wanted to talk about. And I wanted to throw out some, quote, hot topics. You're not going to sing, Michelle?
Hot topics.
Thanks, guys. All right. By the way, we do have, since, as you guys know, Autumn has decided to just leave me, don't even feign a look of sadness about it, Autumn. Don't even act like you're...
I'm just
laugh in my face.
I don't even know. I'm laughing. It's nervous.
Sure it is. Yeah, I got a new victim that I need us all to be mean to, because I, yeah. So her name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, Nicole, to the madness.
She's 10 years old, and she shows up to work smiling. Autumn and I have decided we're going to go beat her up in the parking lot today and just wipe that grin.
Yeah,
just
we're going to
smack it right off of her face.
Jump her into the gang.
Give it a couple weeks.
Yeah, I go, why?
Like initiation.
I go, why is it smiling? And then I found out after we hired it was only 26 years old. I was like, aha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still happy.
They smile. They haven't been jaded yet.
Idiots. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, here we go. So we have a toddler in the room with us. So she can weigh in on what her generation happens to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. So we got two things going on right now involving notes coming home from schools to parents in the news. The first one, a mom got a note from a teacher because she had put Oreos in the kid's lunch, and she said she was shamed. Now, has anyone seen this? Has anybody watched this? All right, I saw it, and I'm gonna be brutal about this. Well, I do not think it's the school's place to do this. The mom is not particularly healthy looking. She looks like she's overweight. And she was like, although her kid does not, in all fairness, her kid does not look
totally
overweight
fine.
At all. The kid is not obese at all. And the mom was like, well, we just ran out of fruits and vegetables. And I was like, all right. My guess, and I am making the assumption, is that she's probably sending the kid to school with those foods on a regular basis. And my guess is that the teacher, you know, was not happy seeing it and was like, hey. You know, and I, to a certain extent, I get how the teacher feels, because sometimes, you know, it's one thing to be like, you don't have the right to step in and tell someone how to parent your kids, and you don't. But, you know, kids also aren't able, they don't know. They're not able to go, oh, this is really, really bad for me. Like, this could cause huge health problems for me down the road. So I get that desire, but I don't give unsolicited advice. And I certainly don't think that the school should be sending the mom a note. And what I might do is if the mom came in, I might be like, listen, I know I'm overstepping my bounds here and I get it and I apologize ahead of time. But like, would you mind if, you know, because she said the school also didn't prepare, like maybe, you know, maybe mix it. I suggest or I recommend, mm-hmm. you know, really
a fruit and a veg.
Yeah, this or that. Mm. And still, the mom's probably going to hate you. But if there is a way to go about expressing your opinion, it certainly is not sending a shaming note home. That is not going to get
but
anything
done. I didn't know that it's a requirement for public schools to have a fruit, a vegetable, and a healthy snack from home along with milk. I mean, I didn't know that.
I've never heard that. Well, because, by the way, my kids have not yet gone. We're going to start, actually, the following year in public school, which is, that's a whole other conversation, by the way.
Yeah. I'm just so
surprised.
It's
hard
to
get
into
public school. I'm like, I want my kids to go to public school. And they're like, are you in the district? It's a whole, oof, God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, it's a whole other show. So, anyway, all right, so what do we think? Teacher, right or wrong?
Wrong.
Ooh, 26-year-old says wrong.
I know, it's just a cookie, though. I mean, come on.
I know, babe. My guess, though, is that it was probably something that was happening on the regular.
Yeah,
I think there's more to it that
but
we
I'm
don't
kind
know.
But I'm kind of agreeing with Nicole because if you don't have balance, if you don't have a balance, you know, look, you have your sandwich, she had her whatever, and you have a little cookie on the side, it's like...
If this was a little cookie, I would agree with you.
It's a little
my
cookie.
My guess
it's an Oreo.
Is the kid's probably going to school with a bunch of garbage. That would be my guess. And by the way, my kids have treats. I don't believe in not giving them. I try.
Yeah, you'll deprive them and they'll overeat.
No, I agree with you. It doesn't work. I agree completely.
Yeah.
But I would like to say, and again, this is a very elitist thing to say. So, you know, in my world, I have the fortune of being able to afford Paul Newman's cookies, which are basically organic Oreos.
Right.
So, I'm not having it. You know, but I don't expect other people are going to be able to afford that. I would say, let me tell you, though, the difference is when you give them the actual, you know, the Oreo, there's a lot of really bad stuff in there. You know, when you give them sugar, I'd prefer it just be sugar, not trans fats and artificial sugars and preservatives. You know, that's
artificial flavors.
Yeah. So, but I don't think it was the teacher's place, and I don't think the way she handled it was the best or most productive way. So, and there was another note, which is sort of redundant. And I don't really think there's a point to this, but it seems to be a thing where a public school sent a note to the dad who took his kids to the Boston Marathon. And like, this does not excuse your kids. You know, and I saw both sides of it because the question is, was he asking for them to be credited for the school time? Because, you know, regardless of what an awesome experience it was.
I think he wanted an exemption from it to be passed on to, like, the truancy division or whatever. He wanted, I don't know what he wanted out of it, but I think that he wanted it to just not be, like, I think that he wanted it to be acknowledged as equal education.
Yeah, but they can't do that.
That's tough.
It's the law.
No, it is the law.
You know, they can't be like, hold on. You know, when you get into, like, these whole, like, public city, you know, like regulated.
I think
you
gotta suck it up. If you're gonna pull your kids out of school and you think it's gonna teach them a valuable lesson, you gotta kind of do it at the risk of the school saying your kids missed a lot of school, and then the onus is on you to say what's the homework gonna be.
Yeah,
you know,
because I agree. Like, I would have absolutely taken my kids out, but I don't know that he can expect them to excuse. I don't think
because
they've got the ability
philosophy.
To do that. Yeah, and I agree with him, but you're right. There's a, you know, so you gotta anyway. All right, now here we go. Two things. Are you ready? Both about booze.
Oh, yeah.
Should alcohol be forced to list calories? Of course.
Why hasn't it?
I know.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
If you consume it and it's caloric, you should know the calories.
It's just like this mystery.
I know. Well, I know it because you can find it online. Whoa. But I don't understand why they would be exempt. I think that's odd. It really,
Do you think that's something to do with serving size?
No.
Is there a general serving size?
Yeah, a shot. An ounce.
An ounce.
I thought a shot was an ounce and a half.
Is it? I'm pretty sure it's an ounce.
Like, ask the 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Jillian was a bartender.
Oh, it was 1,000 years ago, though.
I was also a bartender. Oh. There's actually two separate shots. One is a shot and one's a shot and a half. But typically, if they say you want one part vodka and one part, like, gin, they're referring to just one shot.
I like her already.
They're referring to
it's a boozer. It's a little boozy magoo.
I would have never thought.
Yeah.
No, she's in. Don't let the floral blouse fool you.
Oh, yeah.
Or the smile. We'll see. Interesting.
Or the adorable dimples.
Oh, for God's sake, stop.
I like her.
I don't want it to be happier than it already is. All right, and then Nicole sent this one to me, which I thought was really effed up. Alcohol in powder form.
No.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. Just add water. Here's why I don't like it. Why the hell do you need to be stealthy with your booze? Like, what's going on? Like, oh, so you can sneak it into things? Oh, and, like, that's what... That's but I'm like, dude, if you clever. Are needing to sneak booze into, like, a bar mitzvah or something, like, you got some... Whoa. There's better stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you like bringing in the movie
I don't believe
theater?
In banning things, but I'm just like, that's super shady, dude. Like, what? And kids are better able to get it. Why is that, though, Nicole?
I think it has to do with the stealthiness, but I'm honestly not sure.
I'm gonna protect this one, too.
Do it.
Marketing. It's a novelty to have powdered alcohol. They're not taking themselves seriously. Everyone's going to want to try it and then flash in the pan. It's done. They're going to make a bunch of money and they're out.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to try it.
Why?
Okay, so listen, you just add water. You're not like, okay, you're not, but can you snort it? And then all of a sudden, because it's concentrated.
Oh, God, I didn't even think about
Andy,
that.
Andy, thinking like a mother.
I read an article.
Thinking like that a mother is not what came to mind. I was like, girl.
Girl, the cracks are starting to show.
She was thinking like a participant, but I am going to be a mother. It's true.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think that there's really like to go off of your snorting. Can you snort it?
That's
or
creepy,
you know, you
dude.
Have people going like these big music festivals where
yes, I know
where kids are kids, underage kids. You can't roll through with liquids, but good luck shaking someone down with their little bra and like getting a powder packet out.
Well, my fear is that let's say you had 8 ounces of Diet Pepsi or whatnot, and you put in 4 packets so that you could combine it.
I didn't even
and then
think
all
about
of a sudden
that.
You've got someone who's ODing because they don't want to carry in all this stuff.
Right.
And so they're going to keep adding the powder to the water. All of a sudden your blood alcohol is going to go up
you know
so
what?
Fast.
I agree with you on that. I didn't even think about that because with marijuana, like anybody I know who's ever told a story about edibles, oh my God.
You can't
there's
control
no, you
the
can't
amount.
Control that.
No.
Yeah, you don't. It
so
seems
that's
like,
my that would that's my only biggest fear is that you're going to try and get a quadruple shot in
ooh,
one and
yeah.
then just keep
I didn't
adding
even
it.
Think about that.
Wow.
Or you just
that
don't add
out.
The right amount of water. It's like I'm just going to
make
dilute
this
a shot. So I just add enough to get it down and
so,
like how many of those you don't really
yeah, proceed
gauging.
With caution. Interesting point.
Yucky.
All right. Here we go. This is interesting. Well, this brings up a bigger conversation about plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Which I find like everything in life has a balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, the FDA approves a double chin eliminator injection. How's that even possible?
Kybella.
What does it do? Eliminate fat? And why would it only work on your double chin? Then why wouldn't they be putting it like in your butt? On your butt.
Good
around
question.
Your
around your butt.
Around your butt. In your butt? That's gross.
Kybella is a version of lactic acid, a naturally occurring molecule in the body that aids in the breakdown of dietary fat.
Oh, please, I'll be injecting this all over the place.
Wow.
I
mean,
company, can we put this in my abs on my butt, too?
It disrupts the fat cells, says doctor.
Yeah. Is it safe, though?
When it disappears immediately.
Yeah, dude.
How much
the
is
fat
needed?
Here's my answer on this. I just think, here's what I'm going to say. Just because it's new, I am not a doctor, and I am certainly not a plastic surgeon. But with something like this, stuff that's new like this, man,
you want to wait it out and see what happens.
Wait it out.
Just a minute. Yeah, wait it out for
just
a minute.
Wait it out. And my thought on plastic surgery is because I had my nose done when I was a kid, and I will tell you that it changed my life for the better. I just think when you look at plastic surgery, if it's something that's going to enhance your self-image, you know, okay, fine. But if it becomes an addiction or you're looking to it as a solution for, like, right. psychological problems, that's when it's like, whoa. And if there are health repercussions, you know, if you're pulling out parts of your stomach that you might miss one day or, you know, I just think this is, you know, that's when we really got to hit the pause button.
And if you have a double chin, I mean, as a health expert, you two would say, You have to lose the fat, lose the
You
weight.
Know what, though? A double chin, I will admit. Like,
sadly, yeah. It's one of those things where you got to maybe call the scalpel.
Yeah.
Even
really?
If you're super lean. Yeah, because it's a different kind of, it's a different kind of fat. Yeah. Like that. It's a different profile.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So that, does this thing make sense then?
Like, I would tell you right now that, like, if, so, like, on my body, the way my body stores fat, it stores it on my lower body. And I've talked about this a million times before, but it's based on, like, your genetics and your hormone balance, your biochemistry, where your body's going to keep your body fat.
Okay.
And, like, if I could never, I mean, no matter how hard I try, I cannot get my legs as shredded as I'd like them. And if I start to get that lean, like, I look terrible. I look 1,000 years old. My face gets sunken. My boobs go away. I look, like, just not hot.
Yeah.
And there comes a time when you're like, all right, you know, I'm perfect with it. But if you told me right now, oh, yeah, you know, we can get rid of the double butt on your butt, even though I've been working out pretty hard and it's almost gone. Uh-huh. But there's still, if you said, yeah, this little imperfection, one injection, it's safe, I'd be like, rad. Shoot, you know, if it's harmless and I can afford it, it doesn't do me any harm, fine. But it's when you start getting into things that have side effects, this possible side health effects. Damages, et cetera.
It does? What are the side effects?
Ooh, it does? Mm-hmm. What?
The side effects are...
Oh.
Stand by.
Oh. Anytime, producer.
Bruising, swelling, and temporary numbness.
No.
That's not bad.
No,
it's not
a side effect.
And just so you know, in your insurance that used to be a Friday night. Cover this.
No, insurance doesn't cover. Why would they?
It's elective.
Risk, yeah.
I will say I miss Botox, and once I have the baby, I'm going to go back and get some.
Really?
I will. This is my confession. I use it. I love it.
That's going to do to us.
We know Botox, I will say, because I'll also use Botox under my armpits.
Right.
For perspiration.
Yeah. And I've done a lot of research on it.
I've read it.
It's been around for years and years and years. And I even talked to Paige about it. And I was like, what are your thoughts on this? And I'd rather put Botox in my armpits than aluminum.
But why do you look normal and other people are like, you know,
it's who administers it. They've got to know what they're doing. They have to know what they're doing. It basically breaks what's called the acetylcholine transfer of the information when your brain says, do your forehead scrunchy, you know, see how these rivets that I have? Yeah. Well, I usually don't have them, but because now my brain tells my muscle. And all Botox does is it shuts down the communication.
Oh, my goodness.
So it just ceases and your body absorbs it and then it's
paralyzes
done.
The
and
sweat
then
it glands, too, and you don't sweat.
You don't perspire.
That's cool.
And body odor. Well, body odor, the thing with body odor is it's the bacteria eating your sweat. And the stuff they put off. So when you don't sweat,
you don't stink.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, and for those
you know me, like, because I'm always like in court, like in a blazer and everything. And it's like every time I dry clean my blazer, it's like it smells like sweat.
Talk to your doctor, though, because you do want to be careful.
Dry clean it again.
Yeah. But dry cleaning solvent is also really toxic. Like, you want to make sure to take it out, let it air out for like 4 hours.
Come
out
to the dark side. We want you on our team.
All right, I'll come.
Come.
Talk to your doctor, though, because it just talk, you know, always a caveat.
Yeah,
and it isn't cheap either.
Right.
So before you go injecting, you know, do not see, because things can go wrong when you put it in your armpit. You need to go to a professional. Mm. Don't, like, I knew somebody, oh my God, whose name shall be not disclosed, but who got a Groupon thing. Don't do that. That's all.
No, it's not worth it.
Do not do that.
They're allowing dentists now to take a course and administer it. You've got to go to a board certified plastic surgeon who's been doing it for
a
long time.
All right, we have a new sponsor. A company called eMeals. And here's what these guys do. They do all the work for you in prepping your menus and your recipes for the entire week. So if you're sick and tired of bland and boring dinners, or you're finding it hard to stick to your health and weight loss goals, or you don't know what to make for yourself or how to control your calories, these guys do it all. eMeals subscribers save $1,000 a year on their annual grocery spend. They save up to 3 hours a week because all of their menus are planned for them. The shopping lists are done for them. You can choose more than 15 meal plan options to fit your health goal, ranging from clean eating, paleo, low calorie, low carb. They have it all. And if you're not sure what plan to choose, no problem. You can switch plans at any time. So get your weekly meal plan delivered to your inbox or your free mobile app for as little as $5 a month.
Get yourself the peace of mind. Get yourself the help. They give you a full day of healthy meals by including the emails, healthy breakfast and lunch plans. Simple. Here we go. Emails risk-free, 14 days. Just go to emails.com to sign up. It takes a few minutes to solve your dinner time dilemma. That's it. That's all. So what are you waiting for? Choose the meal plan that's right for you to begin your 14-day free trial. Check it out with confidence. And with emails, you'll never again have to ask yourself, what's for dinner? That's emails.com.
All right, so guys, check this out. I found this article. Once again, no idea where I found it, so we're probably going to get sued. But I'll be sure to mention the author, so maybe we won't. So this lady named Catherine Price wrote a book called Vitamania, Our Obsessive Quest for Nutritional Perfection. And I, of course, was like, that's me. But then I kept reading, and I was like, all right, maybe it's not. But here's the deal. She basically says that if you guys answer yes to the following questions, you're a Vitamaniac. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
She says, ask these questions before taking a vitamin or supplement. A, do you believe that vitamins hold the potential for endowing you with perfect health?
No.
No.
No. All right. You guys are not Vitamaniacs so far. Okay. Do you find it hard to resist buying food whose packaging proclaims rich in vitamins?
No.
No.
Okay. Do you suspect that vitamins could cure anything from the common cold to cancer given large enough doses?
No. I think common cold, yes, not cancer.
I know some of it. Some of it. That might be me a little bit, that one there. I think that there are, like, I definitely turn to, like, the Natural Cures book all kinds of stuff. I'm the first one to be like, a combination of turmeric, ginger, fish oil, and the root of Murdoch, and the soil blessed by monks. Yeah.
So when we're talking about vitamins, are we talking about
supplements,
like pill form vitamins, or are we talking about getting our vitamins from things?
We're talking about supplements, dude. Like everything from vitamin in food to fish oil to chlorophyll to
spirulina.
And I would say that I don't answer yes to all of them, but the last one, like, I definitely play with all that stuff.
I know. I'm probably leaning more towards a yes for that.
Okay.
Like, if we're just talking about your, you know, my gummies, my Teddy gummy Vita Gum in the morning.
I give those to my 3-year-old.
I know,
goofball.
But
you really take it out? You animal.
That's awesome.
Grown up vitamin. Oh my god.
You saw the Flintstones. Well, like,
do you want to hear what a fat kid I was? I was such a fat kid that I broke into the Flintstones vitamins when I was little and ate them all. My mom had a freaking heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's what a little Fatty Magoo.
But I did that when I wasn't a fat kid.
A fat to me is a state of mind.
Mm.
And it's kind of like if you're not drinking but you still say you're an alcoholic. Like
it's like a food compulsion.
It's exactly right. It's like that's exactly it. And to me, it's not that you're big or small.
Yeah.
It's your attitude towards food. That's what I call fat. And I am absolutely a recovering fat person. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah. That's how. Anyway,
I
digress.
I'm going to pull you off. Keep going.
So anyway, here we go. So we have a little quiz. But basically, the author. Says, here we go. Price contends that in today's world, our tendency to deify vitamins prevent us from seeing their limitations and make us easy prey for advertising claims of the big supplements industry, which does make sense. And those things are not cheap.
No.
But I will say, I mean, like, I take my fish oil. And
I mean,
I notice a difference. It's good for heart health. It's a natural blood. I mean, Dr. Van Hurley was on saying, I take my vitamin D. I take my frickin', I am a supplement banana shorts. But I won't buy food because it says this or that or, you know, and if I got cancer, believe me, I would definitely be like, all right, do I need, what do we need to do here? I'm not going to just be dosing on vitamin C, but I probably would dose on vitamin C. Or whatever whatever I researched, and then do chemo too. If I had to do chemo, I'd probably try both. But here's the quiz. Ready? It's true or false. There are 13 organic chemicals that are human vitamins and all play a critical role in our metabolism.
No idea.
No, I don't know. Schnoosher? True. In case you'd like a roll call, here it is. Vitamin D, A, E, K. These are fat soluble plus the 9 water soluble, 8 B vitamins, and vitamin C. Multivitamins, by the way, contain minerals as well as vitamins, which
I think we know that one. Okay, ready? Next one. True or false? I'm going to mispronounce one of these. Scurvy, which we know of. Beriberi and pellagra are not caused by bacteria or viruses. They are nutritional deficiency diseases.
True.
True.
Yeah, that is true. They're all caused by lack of essential vitamins. They can be prevented or cured by small doses of vitamin C, thiamin B1, and niacin B3, respectively. You'll know this one, Andy. Neural tubal deficiency in developing fetuses is also caused by nutritional deficiency, in this case, folic acid, which is why pregnant women need to take special pregnancy vitamins. Other known nutritional deficiency diseases include night blindness and rickets. But I will say that when you look at minerals per se, like thyroid function, if you don't have zinc, selenium, iodine, your thyroid is not going to function properly.
Yep, right.
It's it's not just scurvy. Like, a host of other things are not going to work right. Vitamin D, Dr. Van Hurley always talks to me about vitamin D being a hormone and how it plays a significant role in immunity. And, you know, again, it's not to go bananas, but making sure that you do get enough of your basic vitamins and minerals is very important. All right, true or false? Taking vitamins can't hurt you because they are a risk-free natural product.
False.
Oh, to me?
False.
Yeah. Okay, false. Because a product is natural doesn't mean it's safe. Overdoses of vitamin A can cause liver damage, birth defects, and even death. Don't eat polar bear liver. This is what they... That's disgusting. Who would eat polar bear liver? Aren't they, like, endangered anyway? I don't even... That's just upsetting. Excess vitamin D could cause you to absorb too much artery-clogging calcium. Other vitamins which can cause side effects ranging from the uncomfortable to the serious include niacin, folic acid, and vitamin C. Too much vitamin C, your tummy is going to be unhappy shorts.
Yeah. I think you know before you get to, like, a lethal place, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, honey. Massive doses.
I mean, vitamin overdosed.
Yeah, you're on the potty when it comes to you that there's been too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've taken a lot of vitamin C, too. When I'm sick.
10,000 milligrams.
You have to go banana shorts with it.
Yeah.
All right, next one. If a small dose of a vitamin is good, well, we kind of did this one. A big dose of a vitamin must be better. No, that's false. We already covered that. Yeah, too much. They already did that one. Okay, vitamins are highly concentrated in the skins of fruits and vegetables.
True.
100%.
That's right. True.
That's why you should always eat your orange peels.
But she does say, just remember that some skins are poisonous. Did you know mango skin was poisonous?
No.
I've never heard of that one.
Mm-mm.
I have heard that actually what's poisonous in avocado is the rind.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Because Richard, the idiot chihuahua from hell, got some avocado, and Heidi and I were like frantic. And the dog didn't die. Bummer, because the dog's a little prick. But
you love him.
I do. Richard?
Too. I love Richard.
How many people in this room have been bit by Richard?
I.
Michelle?
He's not bit me yet.
Annie? No, he's never bit me.
He bit you.
Well, he bit me when I was giving him food because I used to kiss his ass to get his approval, which is now why he loves me. So, in essence, yes. But it was our love story.
Aww. Oh, jeez. You're like the one that goes for the one that doesn't want you.
Oh, and he'll crawl all over me? Ask Jill. He's happy. He loves me.
He, like, gets off on the challenge of, will you love
me?
Well,
She was like, I will win this dog over.
I did.
Yeah. Of course, because you're Andrew
Orbach. Well, I'm an ass kiss, and I don't like disapproval, so.
All right.
I avoid rejection. I use food.
Here we go.
Okay, bring it.
Synthetic vitamins are chemically identical to forms found in nature.
Not always.
I don't know that.
Schnell? Schnoosh, schnoosh? You said no?
No.
Toomey?
I'm going to go with yeah.
It's true. They are identical. But the primary reason most nutritionists recommend getting your vitamins from food rather than supplements is not that synthetic vitamins are bad, but that natural foods contain countless other compounds beyond vitamins that might be beneficial for your health, and which supplements and artificially fortified foods don't contain. My other thought on this is going to be, here's what I know about this. We don't know enough about nutrition to understand the bioavailability of it. So we don't know
if it's a combination of certain nutrients that are getting your body to absorb it, or if it's the delivery mechanism of the nutrients, meaning it's locked up in fiber, or it's this, that, or the other. Right. We just don't know enough about it, to be honest. So I think also you don't want people, and it also says to people, hey, eat Oreos all day long and then take a multi.
Yep.
So to me, I take a high quality multi, but I make sure that I eat well on top of it. So right. It's just to make sure I get, you know, if my diet isn't diverse enough or there are things I'm not eating or I'm not eating a ton of meat, I still get iron, et cetera.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Even though you can get it from greens and combined with vitamin C, it's better absorption. All right, next one. Here we go. I'm turning my page here. All vitamin pills are considered dietary supplements, but dietary supplements are not all vitamins.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The term supplement also includes any non-pharmaceutical product that you could allegedly ingest for health. Herbs, botanicals, amino acids, enzymes, metabolites, etc.
Hmm.
Yes. Huh?
Interesting.
That's true. All right. Every prescription and non-prescription medication must earn pre-approval for its safety and efficacy from the FDA before it can be sold.
True. False. Not true.
That one's true. Prescription and non-prescription medication.
Yeah. Not vitamin.
Oh. Medication. Not vitamins.
Detail on them.
Because I always think of that. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. I always think of that and I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and remember that expose? Yeah. Where they found out that half the stuff wasn't even in it?
I know. Yeah, but that's the difference. That's where it gets confusing. So when they say non-prescription medication, think Advil.
Got it.
Think Advil, not your multivitamin.
Okay.
Because that's not a medication. It's a supplement. Oh. And that's the difference.
So I have a question to that then.
Yes.
You know, you see, I can't remember the company that does this, but those like little homeopathic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a supplement.
Remedies. Nope. So that's a supplement.
That's a supplement.
It's
not a medication.
Yep.
Okay. That's right.
Those little pills.
Yeah.
And little dissolve
balls.
People swear by that.
It never worked for me. It is voodoo for me.
I really do think that there's a certain placebo effect to some of this. I really do. Mm-hmm. But some of it, I've seen amazing things. Like, I've seen
Arnica, I believe it.
Yep. I've seen the homeopaths do crazy stuff. Like,
yep.
Hold this peanut. Oh, your arm went down. You're allergic to peanut. I mean, like, I have seen some, and you're just like, come on. And I remember, you know, acupuncture. I was like, oh, for God's sake. I think I've talked about this. I had a 50% tear in my infraspinatus. I got a freaking MRI. My infraspinatus was torn. They're like, you need surgery. Mm. I was like, who has 6 months for surgery? No. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing this guy, Crazy Trainer Steve, this crazy Korean animal. This guy was just a nut job. And I say that like a fitness lunatic. And he was like, oh, I want you to see my herb guy. I was like, listen, ancient freaking Asian medicine dude, my shoulder is torn. I have an MRI. So I go to see this guy, Dr. So. And I'll tell you, my shoulder had been messed up for 2 years. Bing, bang, boom, needles here, there. I've never had surgery. I should go back and get the damn MRI. I've never had surgery on my shoulder.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
And I have full use of my arm. Like, it's... So who knows? I'm not saying it did the impossible, but it... And the theory there is that you have these meridians of energy, and it's directing the channels of energy. It's telling your body, heal here. I want to go back and get that damn MRI, but... Anyway, and he gave us these herbs, and they ended up making me kind of sick, and I had to stop taking them.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to tell what sex Phoenix was when the kid was in Heidi's stomach at 3 weeks. He's like,
that's
oh,
a
50, boy.
50 chance. Come on.
No, girl, he's never
he's
been
wrong.
He's
consistently right.
Yeah, he's always right.
With everyone we know.
And it has to do with the pulse. So there is something to this stuff. I'm not saying it's a panacea, but...
Right.
Maybe it's placebo. I don't know, but it's interesting. All right, I digress. Okay, although supplements are not required to be tested for safety and efficacy, you can be sure that supplements are labeled properly and therefore contain the ingredients listed on the package.
False.
We know that.
Yeah, and then they go on to talk about what just happened with herbal supplements. That's right. Therefore, okay, just a couple more. Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one. A multivitamin is a good nutritional insurance policy.
What the hell do they mean by insurance policy?
It's pretty much what I just said.
Okay.
What I just said. Like, I take it just to make sure I get enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Of everything.
I want to say true that at the end of the day, it just might be an expensive pee, but if it covers your bases, then it'll fill the cracks what you're not getting in food. I want to say true.
Anyone else?
True.
She says, I'm going to say the statement is true. I'm assuming such a vitamin contains established recommended daily doses. And then she says, a well-conducted 2012 study found that male physicians who took a Centrum Silver. I don't like that brand, honestly, because it's got a lot of stuff.
Chemicals.
Preservatives.
Well, fillers.
But, yes. Which contains moderate doses of vitamins and minerals for an average of 11 years did have a 10 to 12% reduction in total cancers. There was no benefit to cardiovascular or cognitive health, however. Although we know that vitamin supplements among women of childbearing age can prevent, here we go again, neural tubule defects, the calcium and vitamin D can prevent bone thinning in postmenopausal women, and that vitamin B12, found naturally only in animal products, supplies necessary nutrients for vegans and people over 50. Yeah. Okay. What do you think? Now she says 5 questions you should ask yourself before buying any supplement. What do I think this supplement will do for my health? What evidence do I have for these beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
What are the known side effects and interactions of this supplement? This is really important. Because you could take
they
something.
They never say that, though. They never.
But you need to research it. Talk to your doctor. So, like, let's say you're
on. It's never
going to
be on the label.
Blood pressure medication or this, that, or the other. Mm-hmm. You might take something that you think is harmless that can have a really negative side effect with your medications.
Good point.
Is there a chance this product might do more harm than good?
Mm-hmm.
I always ask that. Yeah. Like, I was taking an aspirin a day for a while, and then I did a little research, and it was like, if you don't have an issue with, like, heart health and this and that, your body can become dependent on the aspirin. And I was like, you know what? No, stop taking it. And I had read everywhere.
You were taking it as a supplement?
Yeah.
And remember, you got us all on the aspirin.
Uh-oh.
Me, Chloe, Paige.
No, but there's advocacy even.
I did? Like, well, Dr. Odd said.
I stopped taking the aspirin. That lasted for about a week.
Well,
I was like, you know.
Well, and some people take
the
baby.
I think it when I fly now, though.
The baby aspirin.
It's the baby aspirin. Yeah. That's what it was. And I take it when I fly.
To avoid the deep vein thrombosis because it thins out your blood a little bit.
Yeah.
So, it you know.
I take it when I fly for that reason, but I don't take it every day because I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, oh, take aspirin, take aspirin, take aspirin.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm taking aspirin. But then I started doing more homework and I was like, you know, I don't need it.
Right.
Am I going to become dependent on it for my blood to be, you know, thin enough, so to speak?
Mm.
And now I only take it when I fly. Oh, she says she'd add a 5th question. Does the product have a USP stamp?
Right.
US Pharmacopeia is the scientific nonprofit organization that offers voluntary verification services for supplement manufacturers. We talked about that, making sure that it is what it says it is.
I like it.
Too.
Me too.
I take a lot of vitamins now that I'm pregnant.
Awesome.
And it's a time in my life where I've taken more than I've ever taken.
How do you feel? Other than pregnant.
Yeah, all I feel is pregnant. It just leaves you the side effects, or it leaves you feeling pregnant. So beware.
All right. Do you guys feel stuck in a health routine? Or maybe you've tried to get healthy through diet and exercise, but you hit a plateau. I hear you, and I see it all the time. But healthy living is achievable. You know that. You deserve that. And that's why I'm thrilled to introduce you to our new sponsor, Integrative Nutrition. So the Institute of Integrative Nutrition is the world's largest nutrition school. And I'm personally familiar with their school and have met a number of their graduates who are truly amazing. And their students train to become health coaches, authorities on food, lifestyle, and healthy living. As a student, you are your very own first client. You'll be empowered to create your healthiest and happiest life while learning to improve the lives of those around you. Their online program covers all dietary theories with the top 100 teachers in the world, like Deepak Chopra, Arianna Huffington, Marie Forleo, Dr. Mark Hyman, as well as providing essential business training to launch your own health coaching practice. Being healthy is every person's right, and Integrative Nutrition is on a mission to reverse the health crisis and make the world a better place. You have the power to be your happiest, healthiest self. Go to integrativenutrition.com/Jillian Michaels to access a free sample class and feel what it would be like to be a student at this life-transforming school. That's integrativenutrition.com/Jillian Michaels.
All right, we are so honored to have the financial guru today.
Thank God.
Today, editor Jean Chatsky. She is here to answer our money questions.
Okay, well, Jean, first of all, thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to have you on.
Oh, it's really nice to be here. Thanks for asking.
Now, all right, I want to tell everybody, first and foremost, you need to go to jeanchatsky.com and sign up for the free newsletter. It's changed my life. It's Jean Chatsky, which is JeanChatsky.com. JeanChatsky.com. It takes a second, and you will love all the information you get, by the way, for nothing. So that actually brings me, I'm going to jump right in here, buddy. Now, Mish pulled this article about why women are better investors than men. And I have to be honest with you, it begot a bunch of chatter here in the studio about how many of us don't actually feel like we have a firm grip of our finances, are slightly intimidated by money issues, and get a little overwhelmed by it. So, I mean, am I totally off base? Is it
no,
just us?
I think that's
or
totally understandable. And in fact, some of the reasons that you just laid out are the reasons that women make better investors. One of the reasons men are particularly are not as good as women is because they're too active. They think they know probably more than they actually do know, and they're in there trading very frequently. When you trade frequently, you pay a lot in commissions, you pay a lot in fees. Women are slower to make changes in our investments. Once we do a lot of research, we do a lot of homework, we make a decision, and then we tend to stick with it. And that's actually the right thing to do. And women also save a greater percentage of their income, which is terrific. I mean, unfortunately, as you all know, average, we don't make as much as men make. But we save more of whatever we do make, which is a great thing.
Now, all right, that kind of brings me to a question. And, you know, Andy and I have had this conversation before, and I have a guy who, you know, because I in the past I was always like, no, I don't know, I'm just going to have a guy, and he's going to manage everything, and it's going to be 1%, and he knows, I don't know. And the lack of knowledge was so scary for me, and then I started getting hammered by some mistakes that were made with my finances, where I was like, all right, I need to step up, I need to learn about this. But to a certain extent, Gene, it's like a language all its own. So when you say save, 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 where do we put the money? Because I'm afraid to wake up one morning and be like, oh, awesome, I put all my money in the market, and I woke up one morning and I lost half of it. Like, how do people find the security where I just want to save? I don't necessarily want my money to make me money right now. I don't want to lose my money. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
So most people are not at the position where they can just let their money be in a safe haven,
okay,
like a bank. They need their money to make at least something for them, because if you put your money in a bank and you'll spread it out across banks, so you have FDIC insurance.
Okay, right.
Because of inflation, even though inflation's not crazy right now, and because interest rates are so low, when you put your money in the bank, you're actually losing money. You're losing purchasing power on the dollar.
Okay.
And so we like people to be at least staying even and to be making something on their money so that they can keep pace with inflation and so that their money can be working for them as they move toward retirement. I get the fear.
It is. It's fear.
And if
fear.
You've got enough
Flat
money.
Out.
Well, and if you've got
Flat
enough
out.
Money that you don't have to worry about your retirement in the future because you've already saved for that, then you really don't have to take any risk. But most people are not in that boat. Most people need their money to work for them, and that means putting it in the market in a diversified portfolio, which okay. means some of it's in stocks, some of it's in bonds, some of it's in real estate, some of it's in cash. It's in not just one or two stocks, it's in hundreds if not thousands of stocks. And the easiest way to do that is to just buy index funds or exchange traded funds, which are stocks that work like index mutual funds. Or the easiest by far is something called a target date retirement fund.
Okay.
And this is just a mutual fund
This is not a 401k.
Well, it goes in your 401k. 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs.
Andrew and I are taking crazy notes. All of us are. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on. Okay, so Target.
That's okay.
Go
Target. So 401ks and IRAs and Roth IRAs, those are all the baskets. Those are all the accounts into which you put your investments.
Okay.
A target date retirement fund, like any other mutual fund, is an investment, and it's an investment that is comprised of a lot of different mutual funds. So you buy this one thing, and you have automatic diversification. And so most 401ks these days offer you the option of target date retirement funds. The only thing that you have to do is look in the title and pick the one that has the date that's closest to when you think you're going to retire. And then as you put your money into your 401k, you just elect automatically that it goes into this target date fund, and you're done.
Wow. Okay. Now, here's another question. When should people start saving? Because let's say, if I'm in my 20s, and I've got student loans to pay off, or do I get out of debt first and then start saving? Because a lot of people are in debt too. And then because I would ask you the same, we still have part of a mortgage on a house, and then I'm like, well, do I pay the house off? And then my money guy's like, no, put all the money over here, because then we can make interest on it, and the interest you're paying over there is less. And then I've heard, no, pay the house off. And then someone was like, no, you get a tax deduct. I honest to God, this is where I get so overwhelmed. I'm like, I can't deal with this.
Right, and it's a numbers game, like your accountant is telling you essentially.
Okay.
So the interest rate that you pay on any loan after the tax deduction is equal to your return on the money. So when you pay off a credit card at 15%, that's like getting a 15% return on your money. That's a big return.
I see.
But when you pay off a mortgage at 4% that is tax deductible to boot, you're getting like a 3% return on your money. And so the reason that people say, no, you should invest, you shouldn't pay off the mortgage, is because if you put that money into a diversified portfolio, chances are pretty good you're going to, on average, beat that 3% return that you would get from the mortgage.
Thank you, because it's been driving me crazy. I'm like, I want to pay it off, and I keep getting in this fight. I'm like, I don't like having the debt, and he's like, it's not debt, you have, and it's just been freaking me out. So all right, I am making more money on having it invested than I would if I let that money go to pay off the house. It wouldn't make me anything. That makes.
That makes sense. And that's why.
Okay. Thank you. A little clarity.
That's why, too, when people say, should I pay off my student loans or should I put the money in my 401k? So 401ks, many of them have matching dollars from your employer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do that for our employees.
Yeah. Right. So I do, too. And that's a great instant return on your money. You're not going to beat that by paying down your student loans. The answer is pay the student loans on the schedule that they gave you. Look into refinancing your student loans. These days there are companies out there, and this is a brand new thing, like Citizens Bank and SoFi.com, which will actually refinance student loans, federal student loans, and you can cut your interest rate in half, which is amazing. So people who've graduated and are now earning money should look into that option. But paying off the student loan early instead of putting money into a 401k is not typically the right move.
Oh, wow. All right.
Interesting.
And now, here's another question. How much should we be saving? Is it just like as much as you can, every dollar? Is there like a goal number, a percentage of our earnings that we should be trying to put away? Like,
if you're in your 20s and you can start trying to get yourself up to 10% and you can maintain that through your whole adult life, you're going to be great. If you start later than your 20s, or your early 30s, you really have to try to get it up to 15% because you've got a number of years that you haven't been saving. Mm. Fidelity came out with some really good just ballpark numbers about a year ago, and I like them. I've included them in some of my presentations. And those are just benchmarks, and it basically says by age 35, you should have put away one times your salary, whatever your salary is now. By age 45, three times. By age 55, five times. And by age 65 or 6 or 7, whenever you retire, eight times.
Wow. Wow, that's intimidating.
It is intimidating because most people are not saving enough money. And saving's hard, right? I mean, when we're saving, we're not buying the things that we want to buy.
Yeah, it is hard. It is hard.
Don't try to go cold turkey. Like you, I've heard you tell people, don't go crash dieting on me.
No.
Right? Don't go crash saving either. Just bump up your savings by 2% over whatever you're saving now. And when that starts to feel like you can do it, bump it up by 2% more.
Oh, that's interesting because in my line of work, yeah, there is a psychology to the deprivation. And when they get into the deprivation with food, the pendulum swings back the other way. Mm-hmm. And then it begins like, no, I've deserved this. And it becomes like this crazy binge. Do you see that sort of psychological shift when it comes to like crash savings?
You do. And the other thing you see is that when, you know, we said saving money's not fun, but having money saved is fun. It's like the first 5 pounds that roll off the scale. It's a feeling like, oh my God, I can actually do this. And that inspires you to do more. But you got to get to that first chunk of money in the bank.
Yeah, it gives you the peace of mind. I love the analogy because, I tell people, I'm like, look, I don't like running on the treadmill either, and I certainly don't like grilled chicken and broccoli, but I like skinny jeans. I like, going to my doctor's office and getting a good report. Like, I like what the behavior is going to get me down the road, and I give them that perspective, and I would love that feeling of having some security and some stability. Instead of being afraid of like, oh my God, what happens when I hit my retiring years and all of that. And that's a really important feeling, I would imagine.
Yeah, when you have money saved, you feel independent, you feel powerful, you feel like if you're in a bad situation, a bad job, a bad relationship, you can actually get out because you're independent.
That's what my mom always said to me. She's like, I want you to know money will not buy you happiness, but it will buy you freedom, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It will buy you freedom to make career changes and not come from fear. And exactly, you're right, to leave relationships that are negative. And that's you must be part shrink, part money expert. Because I can only imagine the stuff that you must see, which kind of brings me to, we were talking about this before we got you on the line and how it seems like what do couples deal with when they have different
like money philosophies, like money value systems.
Like the husband is more impulsive and the wife is less impulsive, or the husband wants to save more. How does a couple manage that? I've heard, in fact, that money is the number one thing that people fight over.
Yeah, I've seen it in a lot of different pieces of research. I think it's true. And I think there are a couple things that you can do. First, you can make sure that you're not shutting down communication about money, because it's one of those things that the longer you go without talking about it, the harder it becomes to talk about it. And so if you can just schedule once a month a time when you know you both will be in a decent mood and you can talk about your finances, whatever's going on, that's a good thing to do. I also like the best part about money is the dreaming part. It's the goal part. It's the what do we want our money to do for us. So if couples can come together on that, then it makes it easier to come together on the tactical work that has to be done to get to those goals. You know, once we know we're saving for this vacation, okay, this is how much we have to save per week or per month or per paycheck in order to get us there when we want to, or retirement. We want to retire at this age, so this is how much we have to put away in order to get there. But I don't believe that just because you love somebody, you are ever going to have the same money philosophy. And I think it's really important that everybody has some financial independence. You got to have your own money in your own name someplace. You've got to have a credit card in your own name. And And it's in part so you can go out and buy a cup of coffee or a pair of shoes without asking permission.
Yeah.
But it's also because when we give over control of the finances to our spouse, and I've seen it go both ways, you know, men handling it, women handling it, then if something happens to the person who's in charge, the person who's not in charge is totally lost. And that's the worst time in life to be totally lost.
You know, we started when I had made some mistakes and I had been, to make a very long story short, a previous business manager had put me in some sort of real estate thing that his brother-in-law was doing. And anyway, it was a mess. And it was an expensive mess, not a devastating mess, but it was a wake-up call. And it was like, all right, you got to start trying to learn what this stuff means. And you know, my partner, Heidi, I was like, you need to go with me. Because she also was like, I can't, you know, the language and I don't understand it. Trying to understand the stock market. And holy mother of God. And she, same way, she was like, babe, I can't. And I was like, you need to go. God forbid something happens to me. You need to understand, like, what we own, like, where our money is, what it's doing. You know, you can't. And she went with me, and, like, we're both kind of trying to dig through it and learn, you know, together as a team, sort of what the money's doing. And we, you know, we watch it and we try to understand it. Which brings me, by the way, I have another question for you, because this keeps coming up. Dividends. Everybody is telling me, like, oh, dividends is where it's at. Like, you want stocks that pay dividends. Is this, like, is this real? Is this a hot buzzword right now? Because I seem to have heard it like 10 times in the last 2 months.
So the hot buzzword is really income.
Okay. Well said. Well said. Okay. Thank you.
People are looking at their investments and it's because interest rates are so low that you can't put your money into bonds these days and know that you're going to get the level of income that you want. Okay. And so people are trying to do that with dividend paying stocks. And it's a fine thing to have in your portfolio, but I think it's one of many kinds of investments that you will probably want to have along the way. You don't want all of anything.
Right. All right. And you said that. It was the way it's been pitched to me. It sounded like this panacea of, like, no, you know, this, it's like all day long the cash register's ringing, you know, you don't do anything. And it's like, even if the stock crashes, you know, you're getting these dividends. And I'm so sorry. Last question. What exactly is this? And how come some stocks paid and some don't? And then I promise I will. Because to be fair, I'm going to be transparent. I there's another segment that I want to do with Jean, so we're going to end this one and start the other before we lose her. But what is that, and how come some people pay it and some don't?
Some stocks are set up to pay dividends to their shareholders. Some that don't pay them now will elect to pay one in the future. It's just the way that they return money to their shareholders, and some don't do it at all. And so, but it's really your financial advisor. When you evaluate him or her, you're looking at, how'd I do this year? How much money did I make? And so this is another way that they can make you money.
Okay. Jean, thank you so much. So everybody, right now, I want you to go to jeanchatsky.com and sign up for the free newsletter. Very simple, very easy to do, and a great way to get information straight to you, free of charge. I have absolutely loved getting the newsletters.
Me too.
It's the bomb. You're going right now. JeanChatzky.com. Go. Now. Go. Jean, thank you so, so much. Please come back again in the future.
My pleasure. This was great.
Thank you, Jean.
like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.